Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I have in my hands the statement of Xu Mei Wei from China, who has been living in America, and I would like to share this statement with you. There's a claim of family planning policy in China that could lead Xu Mei Wei to be persecuted if she returns to China. And there's a claim of potential persecution because she has become a Christian. And so I would like to read this to you. It's very brief. And think through what is our opportunity to share the gospel here in America without this kind of persecution? And is there anything we could do to help people in China and from China who are being persecuted? So Xu Mei Wei would like to stay in America under political asylum with her family, her children. But now listen to this. Statement of Xu Mei Wei. I married Fei Zeng on November 2nd, 2002 at Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And then this first paragraph lists their first children that were born, their first four children, and the places they were born. Our first son, Danny Zeng, was born in New York. Our second son, Kevin Zeng, was born in Oklahoma City. Our third son, Joey Zeng, was born in Oklahoma City. Boy, nice family. Our fourth son, Justin Zeng, was born in New York, New York City, New York. And in China, this would have been illegal in China because they have a one-child policy. They've outlawed boys and girls having brothers and sisters. They've outlawed siblings. It's against the law to have a brother or sister in China, in much of the country, in most of the country. But let me continue. Both my husband and I do not want to go back to China because we have four children born in the United States. I know in our situation, if we go back to China with our four children, either my husband or I will be sterilized by the Chinese government. Now, that's forced sterilization, just like they have forced abortion. And these are things that Planned Parenthood International has given China tens of millions of dollars for their population control program, which is not pro-choice. It's forced abortion and forced sterilization. So when they say they're pro-choice, they're lying. They are pro-abortion. So she said, either myself or my husband or I will be sterilized by the Chinese government because we have violated the Chinese family planning policy by having more than one child, even though we have been living in America. Although our children are U.S. citizens, because my husband and I are still Chinese, we are subject to the persecution of violation of the family planning policy, and our activity of having four children is a serious violation of that Chinese policy. Yeah, that is serious. We've interviewed people over the years who have had their family homes destroyed because of having a child when they were not permitted to have a child. And worse, forced abortion and so on. My family members were persecuted by the Chinese government. My husband's cousin's wife was forcibly sterilized in the year 2006 in China after she gave birth to a second child. So that's just in 2006. Also, my mother already checked with the Chinese local authorities, and the local authority told my mother that if we go back to China with our children, one of the two of us will be sterilized by the Chinese government, and also they'll have to pay a penalty for their additional children. So that is the claim, the request for political asylum based on the likelihood of undergoing forced sterilization if Xu Mei Wei is forced to go back to China. Now, generally, our government doesn't really care about claims like this. I mean, I remember a federal judge who's now a U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Samuel Alito, he didn't care. He gave a decision. He refused asylum for the father of a baby who was forcibly aborted. But so there's a lot of hard-heartedness in our country when they support the killing of innocent children. Then really, what do they care if women are forcibly aborted or forcibly sterilized? So then this next claim of persecution based on Christianity. I joined a Christian church in New York. The church I am now attending is the Christian Church of Grace to Fujianese in New York City. After I joined the church, I started to spread the gospel to my relatives and friends. Under my influence, my family also joined the Christian church. If I return to China, I will join the underground church to continue my religion. I know in China, even though the economy developed really fast during recent years, the government's attitude did not change at all for religion. In my town, people are still not allowed to have religious belief or even gather together to pray. Governments watch people closely to prohibit them from practicing religion. In China, only the underground churches are true churches. The Chinese government's churches, in our opinion, are not real churches because they are under control of the Chinese Communist Party. We also know it is illegal to attend the underground church. My parents told me that the church members have to constantly change their gathering places in order to avoid the government's attention. In order to help the underground in China, I started to donate money to their church. I believe if the Chinese government learned about my activities of supporting an underground church, I would be in serious trouble. I cannot quit my belief. If I was deported to China, I will continue to join the underground church, and I will definitely be persecuted by the Chinese government if I continue to join the underground church. I do not want to go back to China because of my religion. Am I pronouncing your name correctly, Xu Mei Wei?
Yes.
That is correct?
Yeah.
And may I call you Mei?
Yeah.
Just May, it's easier for me.
Yeah.
That's okay. May, thank you for coming into the studio. I know that you are learning English. English is now your second language. Is that true?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable hearing me and the questions I'm asking you?
Yeah.
So could you say your name for me yourself? You say it.
Xu Mei Wei.
Xu Mei Wei.
Yeah.
And Xu, when did you become a Christian?
2004.
And the church was in New York?
No, Oklahoma.
Oh, the church was in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a local church.
And you have become friends of ours because of one of our dear friends who is a pro-life Christian, Joe Scott. You've met Joe Scott?
Yeah.
Have you become friends with Joe?
Yeah.
May, you are afraid to go back to China?
Nah.
Joe, can you help?
May wants to go back to China to see her family, but she's afraid to go unless she has the green card. Without the green card, she will be persecuted without being legal in the United States because she can't come back.
Yeah.
You want to come back.
So, May, you want to visit your family in China, but be able to come back to America to your family here.
You have
families in two countries.
Yeah.
Could you tell me about your belief in Jesus?
Tell me when you become a Christian.
One brother tell me God.
May is giving the microphone to Joe.
Yeah.
May, we talked about before we went on the air if May would be comfortable because she's learning English.
Yes.
But it's a scary thing to be on the radio. And especially live radio.
Yeah.
And so, Joe, maybe you could share with us for the interview.
Yeah.
And if May would like to add something, she can.
talk whenever you want. Okay, May?
If,
okay.
I understand you can help me.
Okay. She doesn't understand I can help her.
Yes.
We talk awfully fast, and it's I have to talk slow. And when I met May in 2008, her lawyer's office sent an interpreter.
This is John Chang.
John Chang sent an interpreter so that we could communicate. May did not speak English. Mm-hmm. But since then, because of our friendship and her loyalty, she's learned English. I have not learned Chinese. But May is learning English and wants to do it properly.
So how are you able to talk to May when you're not under the pressure of a radio show?
We do fairly well. We do fairly well. Much better now even than 6 months ago. May went to school to learn some English. And in the beginning when May would call me on the phone,
right,
I had no idea what she was saying. I thought she told me she moved to New Jersey one time. She was still in Oklahoma. So we've had our ups and downs in conversation, but we're doing very well.
How often do you two ladies talk or get together?
Well, this is the first time we've been together since 2008, but we talk once a week. Once a week you call me, May? Yeah, once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah.
And during that time, you've gotten to know her story pretty well.
Yeah.
So Joe, maybe you could help us understand then, because I think by the time we're done here, we'd like to give out her attorney's address, and we might be able to help May with a simple letter to her attorney.
Right.
Asking for her to be given the privilege to stay here in America.
Letters that her attorney can use to help reopen her case, so that because they didn't care about the one-child policy and forced sterilization and perhaps fines and imprisonment, they didn't care about that. But now she's
also pleading for religious persecution,
freedom. Right?
Religious freedom, and it is tragic that they don't care about forced sterilization. I mean, that doesn't mean that a Chinese immigrant would give up on that issue.
No.
But they don't really care.
Right.
So now we also have added her fear of religious persecution. So being here in America has been a blessing also because she found Christ.
That's right.
So could you tell me about May's spiritual life, her Christianity? Because, you know, a lot of people claim they might get married just to get a U.S. citizenship, or they might have a child just to be here, or they might claim to have persecution when there really is none. But so could you tell me about May's faith?
Okay. It's interesting that you would say that, because May was telling me about churches in New York that you pay them $1,000. They say you're a member of their church, and then they help you become a citizen. And May was telling me how terrible she thought that was, because after that day, they never go to pray. They never go to church.
Yeah.
And so
it brings shame to the church.
Yes.
Right.
And she feels,
and it's profiting off of the name of Christ, and it causes people to doubt the sincerity of true Christians.
That's exactly what May told me this morning. Not in exactly those words, and it took us a while to get there, but I understood when she was done. May came to the United States legally. She came on a fiancé's visa. She was engaged in her town in China, and the man brought her here and picked her up at the airport and brought her to the hotel and said, "I don't want you anymore."
Oh, my.
And so May was shunned in China. She had no money and not a word of English, and she kind of melded into the Chinese.
Why would she be shunned?
If the betrothed man shuns the woman, it's looked down on the woman. So she did something wrong. Oh. May did not.
Yeah.
And
that seems like a remnant, an artifact of an old terrible way of looking at women.
Right. And that's exactly what it was. Well, May has met a man and got married here in the United States. And she had four children. But, I mean, if you stuck me in China, I don't know if I could have survived. And she did.
Yeah.
And all the time, with a lawyer trying to become a citizen. And her lawyer filed in the Fifth Circuit Court instead of the Tenth Circuit Court. So he missed the timing in the Tenth Circuit. And that's why she was denied the first time. So now we're trying to reopen the case and get this going. In 2004, was someone she, a brother at the church, he calls everyone brother and sister at the church, right, met her and told her about Jesus.
Oh, so when she said, brother told me, she didn't mean her biological brother.
No, she meant a brother that the church the church she was going to.
And that's the way the Bible speaks of brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yes.
So she's a little bit more biblical and English literate than I am.
Yes. And since then, she's been in church every Sunday. We discuss on Sundays what happened in church and sometimes I understand and sometimes I don't. But last night, we sat out on the deck at my mother-in-law's house, and she went through the Bible and showed me the verses that she reads all the time to help keep her calm and comforted. May is extremely generous and does a lot for the Lord in her local church. May works 18 hours a day.
Oh, my.
And she has...
In other words, in employment or her job and...
Yeah, May, you want to tell them what you do for work? No. May works at a restaurant.
May works at a restaurant. All right. And?
Yeah, Isaiah 61 is the verse that she likes especially.
Isaiah 61
is the... 1-8, I think, yeah.
1-8?
Yeah. She works at a restaurant with many people that are very close to you, right? Many people are very close to her in that restaurant. She works very hard. Mm. And on Sunday, no work, just church, huh? Yeah. It's the only day she takes off is Sunday.
Wow.
And they go to church a lot of the day.
Could I read that passage?
Yes.
May, could I read Isaiah 61? And does she read it in English?
No. Nah. She reads it in China.
You read it in Chinese?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read it in English. See if you understand this. Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord in the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in the land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth and will make with them an everlasting covenant.
Yeah. Yeah. Did we read that last night?
Yeah. Yeah.
May, you picked a beautiful portion of scripture to read, and I'm sure it's beautiful also in Chinese.
Yeah, I didn't understand a word. but it, the part that she likes the best is the oil of joy, because she's very sad a lot of times. And that verse makes her feel better about what's going on in her life.
Yeah, to console those who mourn, to give them beauty for ashes. and yes. the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yeah, God, when you know the God of joy, then you could have joy even in the midst of persecution and difficulty. So, Joe, thank you for reaching out to May as you've reached out to so many people. Do you have handy the address of John Chang?
Yes. If people want to write a letter on behalf of May, it would be wonderful. Then that her lawyer, John Chang, will present them to the courts to try and reopen May's case. And we have a chance of keeping her here on the grounds of religious persecution. So his name is John Chang, Chang, 401 Broadway, Suite 2001, New York, New York. And the zip code is 10013. Anyone that wants, and please do it quickly, because we need to get that case open before they could take her anytime. Mm. So we need to get the case reopened. Oh, and if you want to call the lawyer's office and speak to him on behalf of May, that's perfectly okay. Mm-hmm.
What we'll do is we'll put the address on our website at kgov.com
yes.
in today's show summary. But we won't put the attorney's phone number, but go ahead and say the phone number
okay.
just in case someone is inclined to go so far as to call him.
I mean, he's willing to talk to anyone on the behalf of May. It's 212. You want to say it?
212-343-1138.
Yeah. See, you did that great.
And so could I ask May? May?
Yeah.
What should someone tell John Chang? What should they say?
I need somebody help open my house case.
So please help yeah. May open her case so she can visit her family without fear of persecution.
Yeah.
That okay. sounds good. Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, so she can see it's been 14 years now. She has not seen her family.
Oh, my.
And her family has not seen her children, mm-hmm. you know, other than pictures. And I asked May, she wanted me to take pictures. I said, do you have a camera? She said, no, because she can't figure out how to use it. So so we're going to work on that this weekend.
Good.
So,
good. And Joe Scott, how did May end up being here in Colorado this weekend?
May called me, and I told her that we were having a pro-life get-together, and she said, I come. And so she made reservations. I picked her up last night, mm-hmm. and she'll be here until next Wednesday.
So some of us will be fellowshipping together.
Yes.
Over the 4th of July weekend. It should be really a wonderful time for mm-hmm. pro-lifers in Colorado. We pick a place somewhere in the state. And we get together and just have a great time in the Lord. And it really is an encouragement.
It is a huge encouragement. And one of the reasons May came during this time is so that we could make people understand who she is and get them to know her, and they'll write letters. And it's just a way for May. May told me last night, this is the first time she's ever been alone with an American. So she's at an American house, right?
Wow.
First time.
Wow.
And I said, are you scared? She said no. So,
Joe, and before the show ends, you and your husband and other Christians are at the Denver Abortion Clinic, Planned Parenthood, 5 days a week for basically 30 years. Could you tell me anything? What's the latest report from there?
Something amazing happened today. There was a very violent sounding guy going and threatening some of the pro-lifers at the driveway. Now, Ken cannot be at the driveway.
Right, for a few months.
For a few weeks.
A few weeks,
yeah.
Okay.
And then he's across the street.
So he's across the street.
And, you know, my husband, he's going to tell you about the Lord no matter where you are. And the guy went in, the people who they had accused, I mean, the ones that he threatened.
Say it again.
The ones that he threatened.
This guy going in, the people he threatened?
Yeah, called the police. Or no, the security guard at Planned Parenthood called the police because he thought there was an altercation. Well, when the guy came out, he was still angry, and Ken was talking to him from across the street. Ken got him to cross the street, yeah. Park. Ken talked to him for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes.
Wow.
The guy calmed completely down, but you would not think this guy would calm down. He had something in his nose with daggers on the end, you
oh,
know,
piercings
and big holes in his ears, tattooed everywhere,
yeah.
And huge, bigger than Ken. And Ken got him to go in and get the girl out.
Oh, my. Come on.
I can't believe it.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. And Ken, what boldness, huh? When a guy is threatening the Christians and for Ken to continue to try to reach him, talk him down from anger to calm.
Yes.
And then the guy goes in and takes his wife out?
Well, we don't know
girlfriend,
he actually got her out, but he went in to get her.
Oh.
And so
okay.
We don't know if she actually came out or not because we had to leave. But he went in. That's a huge victory. Ken talked to him about the Lord, about the Holy Spirit, about everything that he needed to know how to get saved. And that guy turned around humbly, went back in, and he had been cussing and spewing all kinds of stuff. Mm. And one time while he was talking to Ken, after he calmed down, he cussed, he apologized. So.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So there's the ending music, closing music. Thank you, May. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you.
You're
welcome. I appreciate Shu, May, Lee coming to Bob and Yurt Live. And please write to John Chang if you could. Send him a letter, not an email, a letter. May God bless you guys.